This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Whatever sporting event you are most looking forward to this spring, canceled. Baseball, football, tennis, golf, for the time being, all done. Now, there are certainly more critical problems to solve when it comes to the consequences of the coronavirus, but nonetheless, for perhaps the first time ever, we appear to be living in a sportsless society, at least for now. Here to talk about what that means is Darren Roberts. He's the founding director of the Center for Sports Leadership and Innovation at the University of Texas at Austin. Darren, welcome back.
David, thank you for having me on.
Of course, there are no on-the-field results to talk about today. College sports canceled, nearly all professional sports canceled. I wonder if you've had some time to think about the cultural consequences of not having at least this particular diversion at a time when I think a lot of people would really like to be diverted.
Yes, you know, this is, we're in really uncertain and unique times, and I know that the people who are listening to the show, obviously they understand that with just the way that this pandemic has disrupted our daily lives. But as you mentioned, there is no sport outlet, right? So normally in times like this, we had some way to kind of vent our frustrations, and that's been through sports, but there's been such a complete stoppage. There's already talk that potentially the Tokyo Olympics will be canceled, postponed. So we're really living in unique times, and you know, I think everyone's hoping that we can move past this and hopefully resume, you know, normal lives.
I wonder if there aren't consequences to a sportless society that perhaps we aren't thinking about right now, or maybe some that aren't immediately evident.
Yeah, you know, aside from the economic impact, I mean, you just look at the NCAA, for example. So March Madness is the key driver of revenue for the NCAA. Their TV revenue, you know, is around the $1.1 billion mark. When you don't have a chance to host an event like that, you know, people look and they think about the bracket, but also think about all of the revenue that colleges and universities will lose that would normally come from the NCAA because they don't have it. You know, there's no without March Madness, you're losing a lot of revenue.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think we're going to see a trickle-down effect. I mean, the NCAA has also said that seniors whose seasons were disrupted will have an opportunity to have a fifth year of eligibility. So, you know, I really applaud all the efforts that the sports organizations are making in terms of the hard decisions. But we just won't know what this is going to look like, unfortunately, Dave, for a long time.
You know, Darren, I was thinking this morning as I was getting ready to come in, I was thinking just randomly, the image of Mark Cuban, the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, and him becoming slack-jawed when he saw on his cell phone that the NBA season had been canceled. And I think that was a reaction of a lot of people. I mean, it just seemed astonishing. I wonder, however, when that news first started breaking, I wonder if that played a role in helping the general public take the public health threat more seriously.
You know, I think you have something. I think that oftentimes we see a response from leaders, whether they be in politics or sports. We get to see them once they've been briefed and have had an opportunity to kind of put a statement forward. What we saw from the reaction from Mark Cuban was as raw as it gets. And I also just want to applaud him and so many players around the league. You know, the Mavericks have set up a fund to help the hourly employees and the stadium employees and the arena employees. I think oftentimes we forget about the fact that, you know, for every sporting event, we have hourly and seasonal employees who are living from check to check. And so I applaud Mark Cuban and so many other players across the league for helping those employees kind of push through this tough time.
Darren Roberts is the founding director of the Center for Sports Leadership and Innovation at the University of Texas at Austin. Darren, thanks so much for spending a few minutes with us today, and stay safe.
Likewise.
And you were listening to the Texas Standard.